anything you want. Just dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 800-259-9231. Coming up, boy arrested for drawing a stick figure. We'll explain that one to you. And also, I think Meg is going to tell us about a teenager arrested for posting sex ads. We'll explain what that was regarding here in a moment. Also, take your phone calls about anything that you want. 800-259-9231. Let's go first to, I believe we've got Cody listening in Maryland on the amp lines. Hello, Cody.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
Wanted to find it interesting that Miss Sunfest, our lovely insanity caller, has been endlessly calling many GCN radio shows over the past couple months. And the reason I wanted to bring this up, I heard her bring up Alex Jones the other night. She's even been calling him endlessly, and you'll be happy to note that even he's been stating that her ramblings are indeed crazy, and she continues to even call his office with the rambling, incoherent message of, we must fast to stop the industry from destroying the sun.
Yeah.
So it's a craziness all around.
Well, thank you for that. Typically what happens is one of these folks will get their hands on the phone number, and you mentioned GCN, that's the network that carries this program and helps us distribute the program to radio stations. But they use typically the same phone number for the different shows that are on throughout the day, the ones that are on the same channel, and we're on the same channel as he. So she got her hands on that phone number and likely calls, you know, every few hours to talk to different people about her lunatic ideas.
Definitely.
Thanks.
Also, want to let you guys know my wife and I have pre-registered for Porkfest. Both have never been to New Hampshire, so looking forward to visiting and meeting you all, and I'm excited. So.
That is exciting, and the Porcupine Freedom Festival is a good time. So we'll see you this summer. And Cody, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. It's happening actually June 20th through the 26th. We are going to be broadcasting live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is what we've done every time we've been there. It's so much fun to get together with hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people all in the same place. In this case, it's Rogers Campground and the beautiful White Mountains of northern New Hampshire. It's an incredible location, but what's better than the location is the company. The people there are just a great group of folks, and I'm really looking forward to it. It's what, 4 months left here. 4 months remain until
so long.
Porkfest.
It's like waiting for Christmas for kids.
I don't know. I think it'll be here before you know it, personally. But maybe it's just me, and time passes a little faster than it used to. But porkfest.com you can go to get registered. The early bird registration is available, $25 for the whole week. Now, of course, camping is going to be extra, or you can stay in a hotel or a motel or something like that if that's more your bag. But camping, RV camping, tent camping, it's all available. Porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Use our discount code, FreeTalkLive, it's all one word, to get 20% off the early bird registration or any T-shirts or flags or whatever other stuff that you want at Porkfest, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com.
So, speaking of chronic callers calling other shows, somebody called me and said that they heard Scott the Bigot calling in to WFAN in New York.
Okay, that's a sports talk radio station.
Yeah.
So how'd that go?
A huge one. Basically it was a very short call and that he was dropped immediately. Yeah. So he probably said something terrible like, about black basketball players. Or something.
Probably so. Let's continue here. He's been on hold for about a half an hour. Let's talk to... Let's talk instead to the Puker, calling from FM somewhere and wherever. Puker, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's the Puker from 91.73, the Beast FM. Hey, I just want to know if I could audition for some radio job there. You got a lot of co-hosts. I want to be one.
Yeah, well, it kind of helps if you're in Keene, New Hampshire, to be a co-host.
Hey.
On the show.
But come on, man, with this kind of technology, we can do it through ISDN. See, I know all the lingo, too.
Hey, you are. You are hooked up there.
Let me throw something at the real quick, if I could. Do you mind real quick?
No, go ahead. Give us your best audition.
Oh,
lay down a track, brother.
He just has to read the phone book, and I'm going to be entertained.
Oh, baby, you have no idea. Okay, anyway, so here we go. All right. Okay.
All right.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Tuesday edition of the program. You dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by Cycle CII. It's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We can give you the features on our site totally free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com features, including archives. If you miss some of it, just click and download. There you are, on the front page of the site. I'm sorry you've interrupted me. I got to compose myself.
I'm
now.
So sorry. It was not my intention to interrupt. I was laughing, that's all. Just enjoying
well,
you
totally
making
lost
fun
my
of.
Flow here. I don't know what to do. I'm gone.
Oh.
No. Excuse me.
You've
got to
be a professional.
Yeah, you got to be able to bounce back.
Yeah, you never get to say.
Hey, the reason I'm looking for a job is because I got fired from my last one. I recommended a different format for the radio station, The Beast, FM.
Wait, so The Beast was what you recommended, or it was that was the format prior to your recommendation?
No. I wanted The Beast FM to do something radical and new and different, like all Cyndi Lauper all the time.
And they fired you for that.
That's all your true colors. They fired me.
So what was The Beast? Was it like a rock station?
It was the Cyndi Lauper lacking station, apparently.
Yeah, but,
I mean, he is so unusual.
They never played Cyndi Lauper at all. I felt there was a market need for some Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, so you probably went and actually got the Cyndi Lauper song and started playing it, right? I mean, that's usually what'll get you fired if you break the format or break the playlist.
You did that, Ian.
I didn't get fired. I mean, I didn't play Cyndi Lauper.
No, it wasn't Cyndi Lauper.
I did play some Megadeth
like,
overnight.
One time I played Money Changes Everything, and all of a sudden I get the axe. What the hell?
That should be radio.
And now
anthem.
You realize that in fact money does change everything.
God damn it.
Thanks for the call.
Guys,
you're not supposed to say that on the radio either. You should know that by now.
No GDs.
Yeah, it's not against the rules technically, but it makes a lot of people uncomfortable.
It's frowned upon.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call, Puker. Appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's funny to hear people do that because that really is something that you hear out there in the radio land.
Everybody wants to hear the story about Megadeth now.
No, they don't. It's interesting. Why, playing a song in the middle of the overnight shift on a rock station?
And right, you're sitting in the rock station, you know,
I figured
4,500 watts blasting out of Rotunda, Florida.
I have that may have been when it was 50,000 watts.
Was that when it was?
It may have been.
Okay.
I don't recall.
Well, when I worked there, it was 4,500 watts, which is, you know, a little bit bigger than like a microwave hooked up to a walkie-talkie. And so he's sitting there on the overnights, not doing much of anything, has long hair, devil music, and decides, you know, I'm going to finally play that Megadeth I've been wanting to play. They never get any airtime, and I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And sure enough, 3 o'clock in the morning, he plays it, and Medlin calls in.
The program director,
Medlin.
He was listening.
Was listening, called in, and gave you ripped you up
he
upside down.
I didn't get fired, though.
No, we can't fire you. Nobody's just going to do that shit.
I also didn't get fired the time when it was one of the, somebody's birthday, some chick's birthday that was working at the radio station, and we had Rooster over, who was this New Hampshireite that he was like one of the big listeners of the station. He would show up at every station event, and basically him and his buddies would get wasted wherever they went, because Rooster had married a woman, Jane, who she had a trust fund. And so they're both from New Hampshire, actually, and now living down in presumably still in Sarasota, Florida. But she basically they're living off this trust fund, and so they didn't have to go to work or anything like that. So basically, all they would do all day long is drink and get high.
Yeah, sounds a typical lifestyle for those types.
Yeah,
they'd listen to YNF.
And, they would listen to the station that I was on. I don't know where I was going with that story about Rooster.
You didn't get fired.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There was a party that was thrown at the actual studios, which is certainly a no-no. And somebody left a bottle of beer out back, and that kind of clued the management into it, and they figured out, I copped to responsibility for it. And so even
was it all you, or did the rest of the crew?
Well, I was on duty at the time. I mean, so it was pretty much, I was the only one in the building. And I had all these other strange people walking around the radio station. Shouldn't have been there, So I didn't get fired for that either. So I must have been good at what I did or something.
Yeah. You just had the job that nobody else would take.
That's what was that, too. Yeah, 800-259-9231. I'd work the overnights and then sleep in my car for like 4 hours.
Baseball game.
And then come back and go to work at something else. You can take control. It sucks sleeping in your car when it's really hot out in Florida. It's awful. All right, so 800-259-9231. There you go. Radio Memories. It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafe1.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafe1.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can also, again, join us at freetalklive.com where you'll get features like archives. Or if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website. At the top, you can go back for the last week's worth at the very top and then click into the archive section to go all the way back to late 2006, all for free. courtesy of HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you. You'll get 24/7 technical support, 45-day money-back guarantee, a 99.9% uptime guarantee. And when you go through HostGator.freetalklive.com, you'll get your first month completely free. HostGator sees how many people come through that link. They credit Free Talk Live with it, and it makes it better for Free Talk Live, too. HostGator.freetalklive.com.
All right. Still to come, the story of the boy arrested for a stick figure. Mark will tell us about that, but first, your calls, your thoughts about what you want. It's Michael in Texas. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Meg, and Mark.
Hey, you there?
We're here. What's on your mind tonight?
What are you talking about, a stick figure?
Well, we haven't talked about it yet. A boy was arrested for drawing one.
Oh, my gosh. What was it doing?
It was busted a cap in a couple of teachers.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
No worries. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight. What was on your mind?
Medication that they give people in mental hospitals. Why do they do that?
Well, they probably want to dope them up to make them
have
a little more docile.
Have you ever seen 12 Monkeys?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah. Well...
No. That was actually based on an old French film called Le Jeté. It's just black and white photography with narration in the 60s, I believe.
I'm going to have to research that. Thank you.
It's an incredible movie because it's just basically a government testing on somebody, making them go insane. But just the creepiness of it, French black and white photography to begin with is kind of creepy.
So why do you ask, sir?
Because I know somebody that they keep calling. It's my kinfolk, and they say that they keep doping them up, sticking them with needles when they don't need to.
So they're in one of these psychological facilities?
Yeah, see, the thing is, they're trying to quit doing drugs, all right? Mm. And so they go in here, and they try to give them more drugs that do them worse things to them and make them withdraw stuff and everything.
Yeah, that's no good. Did they check themselves
no
in
good
on
at
purpose?
All. What? No.
So they were forced into this facility against their will?
Something like that.
Okay. Yeah, that's even more unfortunate because it's hard to... We talked a lot about drugs in the first hour of the program, but it's hard to actually get somebody to quit.
Ecstasy? I mean, come on. Why are y'all talking so much about that? What are y'all going to...
What's that now?
Everybody, y'all going to make little kids want to do ecstasy.
I have done ecstasy, and I would not recommend that kids do ecstasy.
I don't recommend anybody doing it.
Oh, I would. And I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Thank goddess that I took ecstasy earlier in my life because I think that I had a very important mental shift when I was on that drug. I think it was an important experience for me in becoming more empathetic.
Well, obviously people with PTSD are helped with it, helped by it, so...
I didn't take it until I was in my early 20s. Not like I took it when I was 10 or something like that. I would not recommend that young people engage in this particular behavior. But I also am a realist, and I know that they will. And so getting information out there about how to be safe or as safe as possible in the use of drugs is very important to me because I don't want anybody to get hurt.
I mean, nobody should ever be afraid of information. Even if you're never going to do a drug in your entire life, if you're the most straight-edge person ever, what's going to hurt you in knowing,
Right, it's like not telling kids about condoms and birth control.
Yeah.
Come on! Do you want them to get knocked up? Because they're going to screw around.
That's the trick.
Yeah.
Let them figure out sex the same way they figure out alcohol and drugs from their pimply-faced teenage friends. What a good idea.
Right, see how many mistakes they can make before something goes horribly wrong. Because that's pretty much how it goes for young people today. And I understand there's this group of people out there that, you can't talk about drugs. The kids, the children, all those children listening to talk radio shows.
They're in 7 to 10 at night.
Come on.
Just tuned in underneath their little blankets with a flashlight and a transistor radio.
Oh, come on, their hero got a haircut today. That's where they all are.
Right, they're all online.
Oh, Justin Bieber.
Who?
So
it was the
top
news today. I couldn't find stories throughout that.
Yeah, you said it was like the 10th story out of the top 10 stories.
Yeah,
Justin Bieber's haircut.
Yeah, three different news aggregators. Number 10 story, he gets a haircut. Oh, man.
So to everybody out there who gets their panties all in a bunch whenever we have a discussion about an open, honest, and frank discussion about drugs or sex or something like that on this show, please grow up.
I mean, whether you want to believe it or not, your kids are... If you're letting them out of your house and they're encountering other people their age, the older they get, the more likely they're going to encounter the opportunity to do things like this. And if we can get information out there about how to be safe, that could save lives. Why wouldn't you want that put out there? Because it's just the height of ignorance to believe that you'll somehow be able to shield your children from all of these things throughout their lives as teenagers. It is absolute fantasy.
I'll tell you, when I went to Bradenton Christian School, which was the premier...
Drugs are big in Christian, you know, this private school.
Well, I don't think it was. I think that you have the wrong view of what it was like there. But, you know, other Christian schools may very well have been different. But at this particular school, in, I think it was 7th grade or 8th grade, a couple of guys, one guy brought some baking soda to school, gave it to another guy, and sold some to another guy. And all
as
three
what,
of them,
Coke?
Yeah, as Coke. Mm-hmm. All three of them got suspended for 6 months. I mean, these, you know, you can't send your kid to private school, the premier private school in that town, and them not be affected by drugs.
Rich kids can afford drugs.
Yeah.
It's not, and they've got the connections, so they can find the connections, and the connections are available in their schools. I remember the Cardinal Mooney was one of the big schools, private schools in Sarasota, and we actually had a guy that went to that school on this program, Mark Jason, for a long time, and he would tell you that the drugs were incredibly popular there.
Yeah, it's just how many people in their life before, like, age 20 or something, tried drugs at least once. How many of those people are in private schools? I mean, you just have to figure anywhere you go at this point, there's going to be an availability of drugs.
So, anyway, please, you can slam us with your critique all you want. Call the local talk station and complain to them. But this stuff needs to be discussed.
It's not like we're selling your kids drugs.
No.
We're just talking about it.
No. 1-800-259-9231. And we've always had a message of be safe on this program.
Yeah. Harm reduction. That's, you know, look, I'm conservative about this issue. It makes me nervous when we talk about drugs on Free Talk Live. But as long as we're advocating harm reduction, that people's lives are made better and they're not made worse, then I can't see a problem with it.
Ecstasy is not as much fun if you do it very often. It's only special to me when you do it once in a while, you know, a couple few times a year at the most. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm a couple years for me. It's been a while.
People just need to take a chill pill.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that might have to be on your mind. The young man who was arrested, apparently, or was it charged? Well, we'll find out. We're drawing a stick figure. Come up.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY. Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Hey, and if you've got a smartphone, you can just punch up m.freetalklive.com. It's M for mobile. And that'll get you quick access to our live streams, our podcasts, and more. m.freetalklive.com.
Intern for Liberty. Make a difference, get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduates, graduate students, and recent graduates for its summer internship programs. They have internships in all kinds of journalism and in public policy. Graduates have been placed in and gone on to places like ABC's 2020, the Financial Times, Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, the Economist, Cato Institute, think tanks around the country. The internship itself includes a generous stipend, housing assistance, career workshops, training throughout the summer. Visit libertarianinternships.com for more information and to sign up to receive updates and reminders. This is an incredible opportunity for those that are in college. And, you know, it's probably going to pay you as well as whatever summer job you had in mind. And you're getting an experience that's going to last you a lifetime. Libertarianinternships.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's continue taking your phone calls about what you want. And still to come, the young boy who was arrested apparently for drawing a stick figure. But first, Ron is listening in Missouri. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Meg, and Mark.
Good morning.
Hey, Ron. It's the evening here, but what's on your mind?
Okay. Calling from Bangladesh.
There you go. Yeah, it's been a long day. Talking about drugs, and then I'll get to my other issue. I went to the school for the blind. We used to bring drugs in our folding canes.
Awesome.
And then I heard about a guy that was in prison. He used to bring it in his artificial eyes. So.
Oh.
Well, I can tell you there's a lot of other places guys in prison use drugs.
What kind of drugs were you doing?
We just mainly did marijuana, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, because I was wondering, like, you got me curious. What happens when a blind man takes a psychedelic? Like, what happens when a blind person trips? Do you get closed-eye visuals? Because one of the things that that happens with you know, like mushrooms or LSD.
I've also heard in those isolation chambers you can have.
Yeah, isolation tanks.
I've heard about that too, and I've tried an isolation tank, and it didn't do anything for me.
Anything for me. I mean, I went to this party, and they gave me something. They go, "Don't you see the beautiful colors?" And I went, "No." And they go,
"Well, you're not going to see beautiful colors on marijuana. Did you do something else?"
Yeah, really. So, I mean, I smoked a joint and I walked on back home. I said, "Well, whatever." Didn't bother me anything.
There's a segment of the population, the first few times they try marijuana, see no effect. I've always wondered whether it's whether they consumed it properly or not, and I couldn't say. Obviously, you'd have to have some science to do that. But I've heard of there have been plenty of people that it didn't affect initially.
Yeah. Anyway, a couple points. So a few days ago, the guy called in about the TVs in the hospital rooms.
Yes.
Okay. Well, there is something called the Federal Hospital Administration. I talked to a retired doctor friend of mine, and he was telling me these stories, how they actually tell him how many patients he could have per year. Never mind if he only came every 5 years, let's just say. Never mind. You were counted as a patient. And he was telling me just some weird stories. So you might want to do some research on the Federal Hospital Administration.
Was he working for the feds?
No. He was a doctor, but they regulate all this stuff. He was telling me just some weird stuff.
There's no shortage to these governmental regulations, especially in the healthcare field. I mean, it's incredibly highly controlled, and that's one of the big reasons why it costs so damn much money.
Absolutely. Now, my other question is, you're talking about New Hampshire being the free state thing, you know?
It is the destination for the free state project. It is not yet free. That's going to take some time.
Well, I hope it will be someday, because maybe somebody can help go rescue the Browns and get them out of the mess they're in, you know?
Boy, that'd be nice. Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't think they're being held in New Hampshire. They're being held
elsewhere. I'm sure of that, but I just thought that was really sad. Here we have the live free or die state, and, well...
Yeah, they chose the latter.
It's just a slogan, you know. I mean, it's a great idea, and it certainly, I think, reflects to some extent how a lot of people in New Hampshire think. But over time, liberty has yielded to more control, and most people are willing to bend over and, I guess, begin the process of death rather than...
Well, I'm here in Missouri, and we're what we call the show-me state, and I keep asking our politicians to show me. For an example... Every time we have somebody running, I said, "You can do one thing to make my life easier." My wife is disabled, and every year she has to go through all this nonsense to get a disabled placard. Now, what doesn't make any sense is they talk about wasting money. Well, they paid my wife and I, we get Medicaid, we're both disabled. And this is why I want them to stop, because it's a waste of taxpayers' money. They paid the doctor $35 to fill the form out. They pay CallerRide, which is a transportation service, $20 to take her to the doctor, $20 to bring her back home, another $20 to take her to the DMV, because we can't do it through the mail. You have to be there in person, and another $20 to take her back home. Now, that's $115. Now, you multiply this, say, about how many thousands of disabled people just in our area. And I keep telling them, apparently, you all, the senators and rep, you all must be Christians because you believe in miracles that she's going to get healed every year.
Yeah, it is really silly when, I mean, you'd think the doctor would be able to decide whether or not this is a condition that could, say, go on 5 whole years instead of, the government having to renew it through the government every year.
Well, on the form, it says permanently disabled. Now, does that mean, you know... And I've argued, and with everybody runs down here, I keep saying the same thing. I'm like, you can do one thing just to stay out of my life. Let my wife have a lifetime placard and be done with it. I mean, if it says permanently disabled, it doesn't say temporary. Mm. It's permanent, which words have meaning.
Sure do.
If it is really permanent, then she should be able to get one and leave her alone. And wouldn't that save the state $115 times how many thousands of people per year?
You think too much, sir. They're not interested in listening to your logic.
Is that one?
Well, because I think they realize that this stuff isn't permanent now, so they have to charge it on a yearly basis and milk it for all it's worth while they can.
Well, you know, you're right. Now, another thing, we have it's a blind program that helps blind people with different services. And even if you have two plastic eyeballs, here again, you have to go see the doctor every year, fill out the forms. Say you have two plastic eyes, you're never going to see. It's the same bit of stupidity, and they keep talking about government waste. And, you know, you come to a point where I don't get it. Now, one final example is I finally figured out why they don't want us blind people to get jobs. I found out completely by accident one day.
Why?
I got a letter from the Social Security Administration that I wasn't supposed to get. Well, I called a friend of mine that I know that works for SSA.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, now that you got the letter, I'm going to tell you the magic secret. These agencies, and I'm sure it's not just for blind people, but for other, you know, groups across the country, they get money, if you're disabled, to keep you in training from the Social Security Disability Special Education Fund. Then they take that same document, they turn it into, well, for Missouri, it's the Missouri Department of Special Education Services. Then they turn it into the St. Louis County Special Department of Education. And who knows where else that I haven't found, but those are the three that I did uncover, so you multiply that, why would they want to get you a job?
Yeah, they make money from you just, quote-unquote, educating you.
So having
your whole life.
So having you on the rolls helps their bureaucracy expand, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. And since I uncovered that, I've been sharing this with a lot of people, and there's a lot of people that like for me to just kind of quietly shut up. But I'm like,
they would.
I asked the question. I do have a... I'm involved with the Missouri vending program here, and when I was going through all my training, this girl kept blocking my way every way possible. And my counselor said, do you want him to really get a job or not? And she just walked away. And I said, there's your answer.
Oh, incredible. What do you do? What happens?
You've been to the courthouse. You see some of the blind guys that run little convenience stores at some of the federal and state courthouses.
Yeah.
Well, I have vending machines in state and federal buildings. And I try to provide the best service possible. Matter of fact, in my one building we have, have you heard of a roach coach?
Yeah.
I heard during the music.
Very cool. Oh, no, that's enough. I appreciate hearing from you, though, and I thank you for the call and the thoughts. I'm just curious as to what, what you're doing out there. It's, as a blind person, it's always interesting. 800-259-9231. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advance work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize. And off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. The number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, it's freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
Don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. If you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you need to know about them. SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect, because they know that you don't just want to collect your money, you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, see their banner at the top of our banner column at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Kurt, listening in Hawaii to KNUI in Maui. Hey, Kurt. Well, actually, technically, you're not listening now because we're on in the overnight shift there. So, actually, you may be the very first caller we've ever had from Maui. So, welcome aboard.
Well, thank you very much, and I just wanted to say hello to fellow liberty lovers, and as I told you, screener, this is a cry for help, or at least sympathy, from behind the flower curtain of America's most repressive county, Maui County.
Wow.
What makes it so repressive?
Well, it's very much like a small town in the South, pre-1970s.
Really?
The Bill of Rights is essentially dead here, and you know, there's the laws are on the books, but they're not recognized. You know, we supposedly have freedom of speech, but if you try to demonstrate with some kind of poster and flyers that the authorities don't like, you're likely to be you're certain to be harassed, threatened, and perhaps arrested. There's no due process. The pretrial detainees are routinely brutalized in prison, punished. As you may know from the 14th Amendment, you're supposed to have some kind of due process before you're punished. But here on Maui, if you're arrested for something trivial, you can be punished very severely before you're even tried for anything.
That's fairly common.
Yeah. Something we see here a lot.
Right, for the government people to just throw somebody in a cage while they're even just awaiting trial.
Right, for a year or something like that.
And then if they haven't actually done any harm, finding them guilty anyway because they've already imprisoned them and sentencing them to time served.
Yeah, and the punishment that you can get is far greater than the punishment that you would get if you were found guilty, and you get that punishment before you're even tried.
Now, through this system, or has it been friends of yours? You have.
Absolutely, and friends of mine.
What happened to you?
Well, in my case, I was unlawfully arrested by the police error, and And then I was denied phone calls in prison. I made a stink about it. I insulted some guards, so they threw me in an isolation cell. And when I have kidney stone disease, and I mm-hmm. suffered a kidney stone attack while I was there. And I was in absolutely horrible pain. I was puking. And the nurse came into the cell and said, and I begged her to have me taken to the hospital, which was only less than a mile away, and where I had previously received very good treatment for a kidney stone. And she said, no, I'm the cause of all my own problems. And she just left me there to suffer for 5 hours until the stone passed on its own.
Oh, man.
Another thing is, you know, you can be beaten by the arresting officer. You can be denied phone access, which means being denied attorney access. You can be held incommunicado, which I was. I was, as I say, denied medical care for a dangerous and very painful condition. Here's what's really upsetting, and maybe you guys know something about this happening in other counties and states. Supposedly, you have a right to an attorney. That's not in civil cases, of course, you don't really have a right to an attorney. But after I was released and the charge was dropped, I could not find an attorney to represent me in a civil rights lawsuit.
Was it because they were too afraid to take on the state?
I have tried to find out, and I think it's because they know they can't win because the whole thing is rigged and that the pay would be very little. Now, here's what's really horrible about it.
I wish I could tell you that what you're saying is unusual, but I don't think that it's very unusual. I mean,
right. The attorneys who are in this business know that the state is incredibly, or the county, or whatever government is incredibly difficult to sue.
Well, I don't just mean that. I just mean the whole thing about the punishment and the lack of due process and all of this.
It's just there's no accountability anywhere in here.
Here's what makes it even worse. See, the lawyers have a monopoly. And they guard it very, very strictly. They not only will not represent you, they will not let a paralegal or anybody else, any non-bar member, help you in any way, not with research. And it's very strictly enforced. I know paralegals who have gotten in big trouble for helping people in things like this. And they're very timid. They won't touch it anymore.
The bar associations across the country are essentially a club of elites that does their best to prevent people from so-called practicing their profession without their little permission slip. Here in New Hampshire, we do have the ability to have a layman act as kind of use power of attorney to bring a friend on to represent you. So that is possible, but they put a bunch of stipulations onto it, and they try to make it as difficult as possible.
That's interesting here, and we need that kind of reform here. But now another thing that makes it much harder here is that the media are so, they go by the problem model. No bad news is allowed. Tourists come. This is pretty much the only industry. The tourists come. They stay in the Disneyland type of bubble. And the media, the newspapers, they will not cover any issue involving police brutality, prison abuse, civil rights abuses.
I love how you called it the flower curtain. It's behind the flower curtain.
that's what I mean, and that's what I'm trying to pierce right now.
How long have you been down there?
I've lived here all my life.
Oh, born and raised.
All my life, but about the first 6 years.
Gotcha. It's all your memorable life, at least.
Yeah, right.
Why are you still there? I mean, if you feel like it is so bad, is it possible to escape?
Well, these problems I've had recently have essentially rendered me destitute. And if I had the money to leave, I probably would, although... You know, it's hard to leave the place you love.
Yeah.
It's wonderful here if it weren't for this injustice system. And part of the problem here is what I call the prison industrial complex.
Oh, yeah.
And the perjury decriminalization policy and the policy that the police don't have any obligation to investigate complaints leads to totally arbitrary injustice. With these two policies, the the injustice system can get whatever result they want.
You know, the story you're telling is so common, you might be shocked to, you know, find out that things are not that much better anywhere else. Here in New Hampshire, maybe they're slightly better. Of course, the best thing about being here is that there are people.
Yeah, you have people looking out for you to make sure that, you know, even though with all these people looking out, we still don't get accountability from people out here. But at least we have that defense.
People here are so uneducated, poorly educated, and don't understand their rights and don't know how to stand up. And that's why the Maui Liberation Movement is calling for some outside help, just like the southern states needed. So the Southern Civil Rights Movement needed some outside help.
What do you mean? What are you looking for?
Well, I kind of outline it in a book called Maui 2020, Barbarians in Paradise. You can check it out at Amazon.com. There's papers, paperback and ebook.
Okay. Maui actually, if our listeners go to shop.freetalklive.com, there are affiliate links there for Amazon that allow you to shop through Amazon, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. What was the book called again?
Oh, great. Maui 2020, Barbarians in Paradise.
You know, I wish you the best of luck down there, and I thank you for the call. It's good to hear from somebody out that way. We've been on in Maui now for several months doing the overnight shift every single night. They take all 3 hours of Free Talk Live and run us from midnight to 3. So when people are partying down in Maui and getting out of the bars and turn on their cars, well, maybe they're in the cabs, but they may be hearing for Free Talk Live, which is pretty cool. So,
you know, I feel
for piercing the flowered veil.
I feel for the guy. I mean, you know, but I left Florida for a reason. It wasn't for the weather in New Hampshire, I can assure you.
Yeah.
Well, and you met that nice couple that came up here, right? There's a couple that just moved up here within the last 2 or 3 weeks from Hawaii.
Yeah, you know, like at some point or another, you have to realize, wow, I'm not going to change this system. And that's how I realized, that's what I realized in Florida. It was just not possible.
Yep, there's more coming up here. Hour number 3 is next. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. The illegal stick figure still to come.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.